Are you our second now?
Nope.
Nope.
I'll second it.
George seconded it.
Because it's a conditional use permit. It's not forever. I'm okay with that. And as far as the floodplain goes, we got a whole bunch of them in Hollister down there right below the dam that gets 6 feet of water in it in 2 hours. And she's way better off than them. So I don't have a problem with this one.
But we do have a motion. We do have a second. Any further discussion among the committee here? Are we ready for a vote? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Got one opposed. 4-1. 5-1. 4. Motion carried.
Okay.
So there's some conditions, you know, get with the fire department, get your sales tax number in, and then Amber will work with you on getting towards your CUP where you can start renting.
Okay. Yeah, okay. We're meeting with a lawyer tomorrow to wrap up
Perfect. All
the numbers, and I'm already in with the government.
Yeah. Also, that CUP goes away with the change of ownership, so if you're going to do any kind of change of ownership, like an LLC with that parcel or something, we'll want to know the entity you want that CUP in, which will be you, but it could be an LLC or something. If you do that, you can talk to the attorney.
Okay.
So that CUP will need to be in that entity.
If you make any adjustments to the property, you will need a floodplain permit moving forward.
Okay. We don't plan to do that.
It's grandfathered in right now, but if you decide to change, add on, do anything like that, you will have to bring it into compliance with what the new regs will be.
Is that
in 24 months?
That is the last project on our meeting. Do we have any other things?
We still have one more.
What?
We still have this one.
Oh, I didn't show it there.
Yeah, we skipped it. So it's this one right here.
Oh, Angela's here.
Yeah.
Is she?
Is Angela Rodriguez here?
Tim.
So, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to ask that you have a couple decisions you could postpone. The last time Angela came through, she postponed like 3, 4, 5 times. You finally got aggravated and said, hey, you let us know. It took quite a process. Mm-hmm. Or we have a lot of people here that want to speak. You could listen. You could consider that she's not even here to present her case in your motion and vote. Of course, your motion to approve, but your vote, whichever way, and then just move it on to the county commission. But let them know that you didn't even hear anything from the applicant and just move forward since we do have the public here tonight, because I have no idea when she would come back through.
It wouldn't go to the county commission, would it? It's a conditional.
Conditional use?
Oh, that's right.
So we would make the decision.
You can make the decision tonight. I'd be fine with that, because the last time that she came through, it was a big ordeal.
We were not informed, or we would have tried to get the word out. Yeah.
Can I interject something?
You absolutely can.
How many people here are here to speak in favor of this
wedding event?
Yeah. Anybody here to speak in favor of it? Is anybody here to speak against it? I make a motion to deny it.
Mm-hmm. We have to make a motion to approve.
She's not here, and they are.
Yeah.
We have to have a motion to approve, and then we would vote in your name.
Yeah. We can't have a motion to deny, because if it fails, then does that mean it's approved? So I have to make a motion to approve this.
Yes.
Don't hate.
Okay, let's go through the process. Who wants to make? You want to make the motion?
I make a motion.
I'll still second it.
We got a second.
So motion and second. I'd still kind of listen to the public hearing part, so that we have it on the record that at least we've brought it.
All right.
Can we see where it's at?
And if there's anybody that wants to speak after we give that, we know we have a motion on the floor in a second, which is perfect.
I think that would be fair.
And then
I don't
we'll go ahead and show where it's at and talk about it. And if anybody else really has some feelings and want to speak, you could listen and then you can vote.
I believe everybody should be heard.
There you go.
Do we have somebody that wants to go first?
Let me go ahead and go through the presentation.
Let me give you the presentation real quick.
Show you where it's at.
CUP 2024-010. So, give you an idea where it's at. Here is the Highway 76, which is the old high road, and then turn off 248. Kind of circle back around in the outer road there. I think it's Watson. And the property's right here. Let me grab you a little better view of it. There's a little closer. You turn on airport, come back. It's all the way back at the end almost where it dead ends on everything on this side of it. The zoning is presently RR1, but she does have a Division 3 permit for one single nightly rental, which is that location right there.
Special use.
Special use, yes. Okay, so this is standing. There's two entrances to the property. One's pretty steep, but I went ahead and stood at the driveway and looked out. This is going back towards town. This is going to the dead end. Kind of on a hill. Here's the other entrance. It's actually right here below me. This is going to the dead end. And this is going back into town. And you guys have a piece of paper with a sketch and drawing for you guys need to look at. It was a little bit hard for me to be able to get it. If you want to take a look at that, it's a lot of writing on it. That is her submitted site plan on how this project will be laid out. To give you reference, there's a cleaner picture. If you want, I can grab it on some beacon here and really get to it. Here's the property.
All right. Do we have any order? Right here. Let's go ahead. Hear what you have to say.
I'll say it briefly. My name is Eric Bulger. Thank you for hearing what I have to say. I live at 750 Airport Road. This is 847 Airport Road. They were approved for nightly rental some time ago, and I regret that I wasn't at the hearing because it's been a real mess. One thing is the two trash cans you saw are often full and even overflowing, so there's trash around on the road. I walk my dog by there, so I see that. The driveway on the southeast side is very difficult to come down. In fact, we had a car come down onto my property because they were coming down that road and they couldn't see where they were going. And so it's a very dangerous driveway. The worst thing, though, is the noise that comes. It's up high on a hill, and we live down below. My neighbor, Jennifer Freeman, lives down the hill as well. And the noise just comes right down the hill. So we can hear everything they say, whether it's appropriate or not, and it's very disruptive to our lives. So I thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak, and I would speak against this approval.
Thank you. Who wants to be next? They selected you.
Tatiana Mills. And we live a little bit further after them, but we always have to drive by this, like, dirty trash, and people doesn't know how to drive because road is very narrow. So we kind of drive on the middle of a road, and we kind of drive in our roadway and everywhere, so it's very uncomfortable. I'm against that.
My name is Kurt Jacobsmeyer. Our property adjoins in the back, as well as Greg's and Wendy's property in the back. So we're at the parcel just right there, just above where your cursor is right there.
Right in here?
Right. That's where we're located. And so we don't hear the noise nearly as bad as Eric and Jennifer do. But, of course, we've seen increased traffic, people, you know, questionable, walking up and down the roads across our property. And that's all happened since then. And we've been there since 2007. So we've seen quite a bit of change. Just like, you know, when this was brought up that this was going to be an Airbnb, I was neutral. And just like you said, I didn't really think that it was going to be something that was going to be disruptive. Obviously, it has in some cases. And the thing is that the people who have this now have basically been given grace by their neighbors in order to have it. But I think one of the end results is to say, as far as the result of 4 years down the line, is that they have failed miserably when it comes down to the management. And so that's my point to say, if you're asking for more, I'm sorry, you know, you're not doing a very good job with what you've got right now. But I think that speaks for the rest of the neighborhood.
Thanks. Okay, thank you.
My name is Greg Hawkins. I own probably the biggest piece here, but that house space is right at us. And if we have this kind of activity go on there, we're talking 3 weddings a week at 100 vehicles per wedding, average, I'm sure. This is already a terrible road, especially to try and throw that much traffic on it again. That's not only that, but then all hours of the day and night, we're going to have to listen to music blasting at full volume that's facing right at us. There's no escaping it. You know, I work hard every day and I come home just so I can sit outside. That's why I bought this place. But that there, it just trashes it. That's all I have to say.
Thank you. Anyone else wants to? There we go.
Yeah, but they have a special permit.
Hello, my name is Colt Hurst. I own the property directly next to him at 927. I'm just going to say more of the same of what you've already heard, but very concerned about the noise, very concerned about the late nights. The trash that people have already mentioned comes into our yard frequently. If you drive by there right now, there's trash coming into my yard. I pick up what I can, but it's very ugly to look at and not a very enticing thing. People always show up at our house because they think it's the rental house, and they'll come try to walk into our house. They pull into our driveway, start unloading grills. It's just a giant nuisance, and I can't imagine if they have an event center where there's a ton more people coming through. It's probably going to be a lot worse. So that's all I had to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Everyone else?
My name is Leslie Haney, and this is my husband, Sean. I wrote you a letter today because we weren't sure if we were going to make it from work. But my property... we actually own right here at 644, and the parcel beside it we bought it in 2006, and then this one several years later. This has become an absolute nightmare. We hear everything they're saying. There's obviously alcohol involved. They argue, foul words, trash. There are numerous people that are walking up our road, and I know I put it in the letter, but very sketchy. I have a young daughter. I won't let her out now just to even take out the dogs. I am not comfortable with this at all. I wish I would have known more about the nightly rental years ago, because since then it has become chaos, and the lady who owns it is never there. She lets family members come and go as they want. I don't know who she's renting to, but I know they're always walking up the road with backpacks. They look extremely dangerous, and then they turn and go up her road. I don't like it. I'm opposed to it. We bought and then bought a parcel next to us because it was a nice residential area. It was quiet, and it is not that way anymore. I mean, this is outside of town, and we're constantly hearing partying till 2, 3, 4 o'clock. People are pulling in our driveway, turning around. I don't know who it is. It's late. I may be by myself at times. I feel like I always need to have protection with me.